Be Ye Holy is the title of today's meditation taken from Leviticus chapter 20, and we have just one thought, fear of God, the fear of God. You notice that God gave His laws, and here in this text, you will find that God gives His judgment. The consequence of disobeying the laws of God. Here, the Lord gave a most definitive punishment, the capital punishment, punishment by death. And you ask, why is it so serious that the death penalty has to be meted out on these who transgress such laws? Well, the Lord told them that the people in the land in which they were to possess committed all these whoredoms, all these laws against themselves. There is much confusion amongst the people living without an understanding of the laws of God, the laws that God gave for their preservation. And therefore the Lord gives these laws and the punishment that comes with it so that the people may that the fear of God may come into their heart and that they may refrain from testing God. They may refrain from committing this wrongs against God, against themselves. You see, and God set before them the land. In other words, the land of promise were occupied by the Canaanites who transgressed all these laws. And the Lord said to them that their iniquity is full. The Lord's judgment would come upon them. And for the people of God, it is an object lesson. Or it is a visible lesson for them to learn. And the first thing that they mentioned was about Molech, the sacrifice of children. Right? Molech is a god of the people in the land, and you know, it's made of brass with a brass support, and they would heat up the entire edifice to a great heat, and then the children would be brought, sacrificed, put into their hands, and they would be burned. How abominable, how terrible does this the behavior of these gods, which men concoct in their own minds, that would kill their own children, their own flesh and their own blood. How perverted the thought. And yet, the people, right, would be so influenced, so foolish as to commit such abomination. So if the people are not taught, the Lord gives them these laws so that they would know how to protect themselves. The Bible contains the revelation of the will of God. Said this man by the name of Adam, John Quincy Adams. John Quincy Adams was the president of the United States of America many, many years before, hundreds of years before, in the 1700s. And while he was president, he wrote a book to his own son to encourage his son in order that we can be kept from being engulfed. And the Lord tells us through the words of Matthew Henry, he says, the laws which before were made are in this chapter repeated and penalties annexed to them, that those who would not be deterred from sin by the fear of God might be deterred from it by the fear of punishment.
If we will not avoid such and such practices because the law has made them sin, and it is most acceptable when we go on that principle of religion, surely we should avoid them when the law has been made them, or the law has made them deaf from a principle of preservation. In other words, if you know the consequence that if you break the law, you're going to have to pay it with your own life, then for your own preservation, would you not have that fear to not transgress the law of God? Sometimes we can be so fearless in a very godless way, right, to transgress the law of God with impunity. But the Lord does not want us to live that way. Right? The Lord wants us to know His laws and know, right, His judgments, and therefore we fear. And we would be willing to submit ourselves to the laws of God, so that, you know, before we die, we make right with our God through our Savior Jesus Christ, so that we will not face the eventual eternal wrath of God in hellfire. In other words, the laws that God gives to us today provided for us an understanding. Provided for us an understanding so that we may learn His fear. We may learn the fear of God. And that the fear of God may be upon our hearts, that we may choose to love our God, to obey His laws for our protection. Imagine, right, these laws here are given, right, the number of areas are six. The first, the giving of children to Molech. What is that? Well, that is child burning. You sacrifice the child. Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son, but did he sacrifice his son ultimately? No, God provided His own sacrifice in place of Isaac. But the gods of this world would instruct them to sacrifice their own children. Well, the God in heaven took that step to sacrifice His own son, took it upon Himself in order that He would do us good. His way is such that He will not harm us, but He would love us, and He would choose to protect us. And so He tells us, giving ourselves to those heathen gods, false gods, there is a punishment, capital punishment by death, and consulting of witches, verse 6 and verse 27, and cursing parents, verse 9, and verse 10, adultery, all these sins, the Lord says, is abomination to Him, and therefore is they are culpable, and there is a punishment to be given by death. And so you see this in page 4 of your notes. Page 4 of your notes. Incest. He speaks about all sorts of relationship that is not right in the sight of God, how terrible it is, right? when you have such relationships going on within the family, how confusing family life will become, right? All the relationships will be muddled up. And so God gives this law so that there will be no confusion in the family, right? The mother and the child, the father and the children, and the relationships within the family is according to God's rightful order. And the unnatural lust, you see here the page, the top of page 5 of your notes, unnatural lust, right? This 377A, section 377A is given there in verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a womankind, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. So here it's put so clearly to us, and God wants us to know so clearly that we must not sidestep the laws of God. The reason why God judged the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah is exactly because of these sins. And if we allow our society to deteriorate, in other words, the people of God would choose to forsake their own laws. This case is really forsaking our own laws, allowing our own laws, the laws that God, that we have inherited, to be taken away. Then woe unto us, right? There will be chaos in the society. And so here is also given unnatural relationship, men with men, women with women, men with beasts, and all sorts of unnatural relationships God specified for us. So is it practical religion that we are speaking about? Of course, it's so practical, right? The Lord teaches us what to do in our family, familiar relationships, and these are the laws that protect His people. And so, then, if you see, Matthew Henry also puts for us the general commands to be holy. Right? All the punishments that were given for all these things that God said don't do. And then he tells us that you are a people of God. God has set you apart. There is order in your life, because God gives you this holy laws to protect you, to preserve you, and He gives these punishments in order to guide you so that you would fear for your preservation, so that you would learn the fear of God. So verse 7 and 8 says, sanctify yourselves therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord your God. Verse 22, and ye shall keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell in spill you not out. In other words, we will be protected. But if we were to commit these offenses ourselves, then, well, the Lord will deal with us. How frightening it is. And it must cause us to think and rethink again how we are living our lives. May God be merciful to strengthen His people. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Thank Thee for Thy mercy in instructing us out of Thy holy word. May Thy Spirit come and teach us and grant us grace to obey. This I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.